Today's non-fiction text is The Making of Wallace and Gromit. Nick Park grew up in England in a large creative family. His father was an amateur inventor who loved experimenting. He once designed a bottle that squeezed out different colours of wool. Nick inherited his father's creative streak and particularly loved drawing cartoons. At the age of 13, he made his first film using his mother's video camera and some cotton reels. He went on to study arts at university, then went to the National Film and Television School. It was here that, as part of a film project, he first sketched a bald inventor and gave him a pet dog as an assistant. These are, of course, the characters that we know today as Wallace and Gromit. Nick soon began making the film A Grand Day Out using traditional stop-motion techniques. This means that the characters, made out of clay, would be moved in tiny increments and photographed at each stage. The photographs were then put together to make it appear as if they were moving. The process was slow and Nick hadn't finished by the time he left training college. He went to get his first job working with the creators of another popular children's character called Morph. Here he learned from the best in the film industry. Best of all, his colleagues helped him to finish A Grand Day Out, and the public finally got to meet Wallace and Gromit. They were an overnight success. Many moviegoers fell in love with the characters and were amused by the scrapes they got into as they tested their weird and wacky inventions. Nick once said, "Wallace is incredibly like my dad in some ways. He had ideas and he just got on with them." Wallace's looks were modelled on a postman whom Nick had met in his hometown, and he was named after a dog which Nick came across on a bus one day. Gromit got his name after Nick heard his brother, an electrician, talking about a piece of electrical equipment he had used called a Gromit, and Nick thought it would be an ideal name for his new character. One of Nick's favourite cartoons growing up was Tintin, and Nick gave Gromit a similar personality to one of the characters from the book. In 1996, Nick went on a trip to New York, taking the original Wallace and Gromit models with him in his suitcase. As he got out of a taxi, it sped off with the precious models still in the boot. A citywide hunt was launched, and the characters were returned to Nick after the taxi driver read about the search in a newspaper and realised what had happened. Four more Wallace and Gromit films have since been made, and Nick has won Oscar awards for three of them. Wallace and Gromit celebrated their 32nd birthday this year and are still as popular as ever.